Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hi, folks. Andy here with a quick announcement for all of you on audio and video. So, 6 years ago, I started the podcast. On day one, two people listened, and one of them was me checking that the interview with Gary Voorhees had gone out okay and there was no issues with it. And from there, it's grown leaps and bounds from a hobby in the early days of COVID just for something to do of an evening and weekend. It's become a full-time job, a venture. It's been life-changing and it's incredible. And this last year, the YouTube has really grown as I've tried to make the video presentation even better to keep up with what's been a pretty consistent audio presentation again over the years. If you've listened for any length of time, you'll know I have a day job and have worked the whole time I've done the podcast full time, people know I've got a young family and stuff as well. But that is about to change. So finally, as of the end of September, I will no longer be doing my day job anymore. the company is making me redundant, severance pay, whatever you want to call it, whatever you are. This is a good thing for me. I've been waiting on this for some time, as the podcast for quite a while now has really been my full-time job. This will now, at least for a while going forward, I'm going to try it just being my job. And so many of you have asked me that over the years, do I do it full-time? Can I do it full-time? It's a slightly scary, but pretty exciting thing to be able to say that I'm going to give that a go. Now, what that means for you listening to this or watching this still, hopefully, more content, especially for members of the podcast who have supported me incredibly for so long, allowed me to pay bills, send my kids to classes they go to for various extracurricular activities. Easy for me to say. That's been because of you supporting me doing this. And that means so much that I've been able to support and provide for my family via this podcast, and hopefully the work I've put in has been reflected in that. So a few things I suppose that means going forward. One, if you hate me and pay for the podcast, this is a great time to unsubscribe and stop paying. Please don't, but the option's always there, folks. If you want to support or have been thinking about it, then there's no time like the present. And can I just add, I understand truly how tough things are worldwide for people. Just filling up my car on a weekly basis and doing our grocery shopping is wildly expensive. So I get anyone supporting me for any amount is truly incredible and eternally appreciated. There's a few options. So Apple, if you're on Apple, you can check out the audio feed only. If you go onto the podcast app, you can subscribe for a couple of dollars, couple of pounds, and you get members only content, bonus content, no ads, all that stuff. So many of you choose to do that. There's a smaller pool of people who do it through Spotify, mainly due to the sign up process on Spotify. But if you search in Spotify, that UFO podcast premium, you find a different feed with no adverts, no sponsors, all the bonus content and stuff like that. And that goes also to me. On Patreon, you get audio and video from the $5 tier, but there is a $3 audio-only tier on Patreon. Again, all the good stuff included there. And YouTube, you get, for your membership, the YouTube videos, which everything's on video now, including bonus content, all of that stuff. And YouTube right now are also offering your first month free. There is also a free trial across Apple and Patreon if you want to check it out. I'll tell you in just a moment, the first members-only exclusive series, which will be starting in a few days' time. If you don't want to or can't support the podcast with a paid membership, you enjoy watching free or listening free, then a really simple way to help out and support is keep listening. One, share the podcast where possible. But two, when an advert plays or something comes on audio or video, if you listen to it and let it play, it all adds up. It makes a huge, huge difference. So thank you to anyone who can and will do that for me going forward. It is a really, really weird thing for me to say this is going to be my main job going forward. For how long, I don't know. I'm tempted to look around in the podcast space to see if the skills I've acquired over the years might be useful elsewhere. But it's a full-time gig that I put a lot of work into this, and I hope people enjoy it. Whether you pay for it or it's free or you're just passing through, I hope this isn't the first thing you see or watch, for the love of God. I normally talk about UFOs. But I'm going to put the work and effort in to make sure it continues to improve. You feel you're getting value however you consume it, and along the way we'll see what happens. But as I've mentioned before, the first members only series, so in the coming, for the month of September essentially, you're going to get around 6 hours of content, 6 hours for members only, with Danny Sheehan going into all of your listener questions I've not been able to ask over the last couple of interviews. I recorded 3 hours of this already with Danny during the week, and another 3 hours being recorded next week, and it's going to go out across 4 or 5 shows. There will be like an hour or 90 minute cut released for members of the public on the free feeds, and you'll see like a kind of super cut of some of the moments from there. But the full members only series, the first, and there will be a new one in October, a new one in November, etc. going forward, is that big one with Danny Sheehan. And you'll be delighted to hear some of you. He doesn't mention Donald Trump this time. I get some of the comments that came through and stuff. But anyway, we talk UFOs, and it is UFOs we are talking about on that. So if you want to support, you're going to get access to that. in the next few days. And there's going to be more shows like that, whether it's a whole bunch of listener questions, whether it's different formats I can play about with, or something you want to suggest in a members-only format. Because when it's members-only, people are comfortable with me, they know the podcast, they know how I am, and you've probably got a rough idea of what you might like to see. So please let me know. It would be great to hear from you. Get in touch. If you've signed up after hearing this or watching this, then thank you so much. If you already support, thank you so much. If you just like hate listening or hate watching me, then thank you so much. All appreciated. Exciting times ahead. Lots to come on the podcast. Maybe I'll start another podcast totally unrelated to UFOs. Who knows? But yeah, exciting times. This year has been a strange one. The last couple of years have been really, really weird doing this podcast and all the opportunities it has afforded me and continues to. So thanks for checking it out. 6 years of that UFO podcast going strong. And here's to the next 6 years. So thanks, everyone, and I'll speak to you very soon. Hi, everyone. If you listen to the podcast on an Apple device, you can support directly by going on to Apple Podcasts and clicking the subscribe button. And for less than the price of a coffee per month, you can get early access to episodes, episodes in full, and no adverts or sponsorships like this one you're hearing now. It also supports directly to me at the podcast, so thank you very much. Also, don't forget to go and leave the podcast on Apple a 5-star review and make sure you click the follow button too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.